WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into Preakness Week around here. I'll be at the local up in Falston on Tuesday from 2 until 5, giving these away. There are the Instant Lottery throwback scratch-offs. I think this is the luckiest pack I've had. We've had a whole lot of winners. We had winners at Fadley's 2 weeks ago. We had winners at Captain Larry's a couple weeks ago. We certainly had some winners last week as well as we went to Essex, or is it Middle River? I'm not sure. Seth Elkin joins us now. He was not a big winner over the weekend because he's a Pirates fan, and we went through this last weekend with his – I let him wear his little Willie Sargent. They gave me a chance to get my Dan Pastorini jersey out, so I felt good about it. But, you know, John Martin and I began this 50th anniversary home run riches competition thing. Probably back in February we started talking about it. In March we started pushing. In April we're signing people up. And, you know, he's a Guardians fan. He's not here to defend himself right now, and you can defend your Pirates whenever I give you the opportunity. But he was thinking early June we'll get our 50th home run. And I don't know that he was particularly conservative or aggressive in it, but for the 50th home run to actually happen before the Preakness, that would have been its own bet unto itself. Am I correct, Seth Elkin?
Yeah, I think we were thinking it was going to be early June. That's what we saw last year, I believe. It was the first week of June when it happened.
Well, they moved the fences back too, right? So you also have that.
So we were a little surprised that they got off to the start that they got off to. They had a torrid pace in April when we started saying, hey, you know what? It's going to be before the end of May. So we started getting people ready to try to get entered. We did a big push in April to make sure people were in that drawing, because we do the contestant of the game drawings on a monthly basis. So all of the winners for May were selected on April 25th, and they're on the calendar, and we're waiting, and we got the payoff last night.
The person that won, give me the name of the person who won on
it's
Tuesday.
Barbara Phelps Anderson, and she's from Shadyside.
Okay, so Barbara Phelps Anderson finds out on April 25th that, you know, she's got a 1 in 30 that maybe would happen this month, because it's going to happen. They're going to hit their 50th home run. That's the best part of the promotion. We knew it was going to happen for sure, unlike the Grand Slam with Gary Renicky 50 years ago that I always reference. You didn't know that a Grand Slam could happen in that at-bat. You know, if I'm her, I wouldn't have thought that I had a great chance, right? I mean, you get it. I'm sure she was monitoring it pretty heavily, right?
She was aware. Actually, we talked to her yesterday. She knew, and she was paying attention, and she was, I'm sure, very excited last night when Ryan Mountcastle put one off the batter's eye wall. I think it was the sixth inning last night. Came in, actually, as a pinch hitter, did not start the game, which I thought was odd. I was watching the pregame and saw the lineup and just noticed, you know, immediately that he was not in the lineup, and I think the idea was that they wanted to give him a little bit of rest and get him in to get a couple of at-bats, but he paid off with that 50th home run last night. And,
well, tell me there's going to be a picture of Barbara with Ryan Mountcastle on a $50,000 check.
I don't know whether we're going to do that. I do think we're going to have her come out to a game. That's the plan. Sometime
well,
the next.
He won the money for. She's got to at least thank him, right? I would thank him.
She might have to settle for the Oriole bird. And a picture with the Oriole bird on the field before the game. But I think that that's going to be a fun time for her. And certainly she was very excited, and she wins actually a total of $51,500 for last night, because here's how this works. We'll add up the bill for you. She got $500 for being selected as a contestant of the game. And then she gets an additional $500 for each home run that the Orioles hit in the game. And they had two. Ryan O'Hearn, it was the two designated hitters. Ryan O'Hearn started at DH. And then Ryan Mountcastle came in and became the DH during the game. I think Mountcastle doubled and homered. So the two DHs, the two Ryans hit the two home runs, and she gets a $500 for each of those. So that's $1,500 plus the $50,000 that she gets for being the contestant when that 50th home run got hit. So very exciting for us. And the first of two $50,000 prizes that are connected with this promotion, because of course the promotion still rolls on. We've all been very excited about getting to that 50th home run and a lot of attention paid to that, but we have, again, monthly drawings for the additional contestants of the game throughout the season. And in the final drawing on August 29th, we'll pick the contestants for the games in September, and we'll award another $50,000 prize at that time. So plenty of time still to get in on this and a number of other promotions that are going on.
So Barbara, the winner, she played a Home Run Riches ticket. She may or may not have won $2, $5, and then entered, correct? So right. It's a second chance, correct?
Correct.
Yep, I just want to be clear as to how you enter and how you get in. This is the way that you become
any home run riches ticket. It could be a winning ticket or a non-winning ticket. They're both eligible. With scratch-offs, when you enter My Lottery Rewards contest, it has to be a non-winning scratch-off. But for draw game tickets and fast play tickets, it can be any ticket, whether it's a winner or not. So any ticket you buy, you can enter in and have a chance to be part of those contests. One of the really popular ones now, too, is the 50th anniversary Cash Bash promotion, which, again, and, you know, any ticket that you enter is going to help you make progress toward that. Every $50 worth of tickets that you enter into your My Lottery Rewards account between now and the end of the summer is going to get you an entry into the Cash Bash promotion. We're doing monthly drawings there as well. So there are cash prizes that you can win every month. And then we're also picking two finalists each month for an event that'll take place at the State Fair in September. Now, four of those finalists have already been selected. We still have six more to go in drawings that are upcoming. Now, each of the finalists wins $10,000 for being a finalist. And then one of those 10 is going to have a chance at that event at the State Fair to win up to $5 million. So lots of chance to still be involved in that as well.
$5 million bucks.
Possibly. Yep. Yeah, we hope so.
I mean, that's game changer. Not the $51,500 is not a game changer for Barbara, but Seth Elkin is here. He's, you know, I think you rigged this 50th home run thing on Tuesday night so you wouldn't have to talk about the Pirates.
I don't know. I think we're plenty excited talking about what the Orioles are doing here. You know,
been to the ballpark? I mean, I know you're not an Oriole fan, but did you wear the Stargell gear? And you go down there over the
weekend? I was decked out in my We Are Family jersey that I subjected you to last week. I was there for the game Friday night.
How did that go for you? Were you treated inhospitably?
No, nobody said a word to me. And there were a lot of other Pirates fans there too. So plenty of other people.
Assume we forget 1979. Some of us haven't forgotten.
But the excitement really is building around what this Orioles team is doing here this year. And, you know, they came into this week at 45 home runs, and they had to start the week by facing Shohei Ohtani. And I don't think anybody in this building on Monday afternoon, if you had asked, would have said, well, they're going to hit three home runs off Shohei Ohtani and be within two going into that game.
Lose, and he was going to have five hits and wind up doing something nobody in the history of baseball has ever done, right?
But I'll tell you what, though, if we're talking about milestones and things that nobody else has done, I looked this up just a few minutes ago through the magic of Baseball Reference. I love this. I'm able to.
Is this a Yenny or Cano stat?
No, this is a Shohei Ohtani stat.
Well, Yennier Cano's making his own history. Mullins last week hit for the cycle. I mean, things are happening here. We're making our own history here. And by the way, the whole Ohtani thing, I went to see John Waite. And I know you guys are going to be at the Preakness on Saturday, doing the wheel and all that stuff in the infield. My wife's going to be there for Bruno Mars and all that. But getting out and like feeling springtime and getting all that thing going, everybody's attuned to the Orioles. Even at the John Waite thing, everybody was like, you picked John Waite over Shohei Ohtani. I'm like, he's going to be a Yankee and he'll be pitching here for the next 10 years is what he's going to be doing.
Ohtani, you're going to love this though, because I was surprised to find this. Ohtani had, prior to Monday night, had given up three home runs in a game only one other time. You never guess who the team was that did it against him the other time.
The Pirates.
Nope, it was the Orioles. Two times he's given up three home runs, and both times against Baltimore.
I don't remember the first one, but okay. I mean, maybe
August of 2021, it was Cedric Mullins and Santander and DJ Stewart went deep against Ohtani in a game at Oriole Park. So nice that the Orioles have his number. Maybe if I had looked that up on Monday, I would have known that they were going to do this and they were going to get close and get over that 50 home run mark this week.
Did you have a good time at the ballpark? I mean, I'm asking people just in a general sense about going out, because a lot of folks, let's start with the fact that there was a plague and you couldn't go. Team wasn't very good. A lot of people are having their first time back in a while experiences this week specifically, and the squirt zones going on, and like it really has been engaging, so much so that on the night when Mountcastle hit the home run, we were on a yoga mat, came home, grabbed some food. My wife's like, hey, let's go watch the game. So I think it's been a nice awakening for May. It feels to me like in my DNA, the feelings I had about the 79 Pirates or the 83 Orioles or the 89 Orioles or the 96 Orioles or the 90, you know, this is going to be a good year. This is gonna be a good year for Baltimore, for the city, for baseball, for people like you who love baseball too, that you're going to go down and want to watch them play again, 'cause they're going to play meaningful games.
Yeah, you definitely have that sense being in the ballpark. I mean, even being a Pirates fan, I will say I got a soft spot for the Orioles because you and I are both old enough to remember the days before interleague play. So, you know, there's not the rivalry there. Even with the World Series, the two World Series that these franchises have played against each other.
Nobody on our side of the fence is not going to say it's not a rivalry. It still makes it angered my blood up just seeing that jersey last week on your back.
It's all a matter of perspective, I suppose. But I remember the days before you never saw the only time you saw American League teams was on This Week in Baseball and the Saturday game of the week when you grew up in a National League city like I did. So I really kind of like getting a chance to see the Orioles, and it's great to see them play well. They're kind of the same feeling that maybe a lot of people have in Pittsburgh about when the Pirates finally rebound after so many years of really struggling, that it's nice to see that they put – and the Orioles especially have really put a competitive team on the field, and it's exciting to see.
Well, things got so bad up there. You had to come down here and work for the Maryland Lottery and watch Cal Ripken play back in the day. Seth Elkin's been around the Maryland Lottery. How many years have you been with the Lottery?
8 years now, just past the 8-year mark in April.
Nice. Well, I mean, this is a great year. It's the 50th anniversary. I got the 50th anniversary cards. And you guys are getting back to doing things again. And the Preakness and the spinning the wheel. Tell everybody when they see you out at the fair, at Wine in the Woods, or in my case, at Trifecta, where I ran into Roz and you guys spinning wheels and having a good time. You're out in the community a lot, and that was something that was really missing in 2021, even parts of 22, that has really sort of ramped up. It's full on for the 50th anniversary all summer long.
Yeah, it's really full on back to the schedule that we were at prior to the pandemic, when certainly things slowed down for a while and you had events that weren't happening that we would typically be at. But we're really back to that now. We, as you mentioned, will be at Preakness, and all that same day we will be at Wine in the Woods, both days of Wine in the Woods on the 20th and 21st in Columbia. And then there's a whole sequence of weekend events that we're going to be at. We're going to be at Brew at the Zoo. We are going to be at Capital Jazz Fest. We're going to be at Hunfest, of course. How could we skip Hunfest? So we're at all of these events, and these are big, large-scale events where we get out there, we set up our tent and our table, and we have our prize wheel, and you can step up and spin the wheel and win a lottery item, a shirt or a hat or a water bottle or a deck of cards or a number of other items that we have, lots of 50th anniversary items that we've got for people to walk away with. And it's a great opportunity for us to get out there and see the people that make this place go. You know, without the players, where would we be? So we're really happy to have the chance to get out there and be face to face with them.
Love giving these out because I love, you know, people think like, you give me free, I can't win. Somebody won $50 at State Fair last week, jumps up, they're screaming, having a good time. I'm there 2 to 5. Go check all that out. I had Chris Pike, I had Bill Wiedel and Josh Levine out talking with me on Friday. We're going to be at the local in Falston on Tuesday, special Tuesday afternoon, 2 until 5. Really looking forward to getting back up to Harford County. I'll be giving these away. These are the 50th anniversary scratch offs. They're fun for everybody. We've had some winners. We want to encourage everybody to play responsibly, especially with the horse race this weekend. And I see all the baseball come ons every night. There's so many creative ways now to wager on a baseball game. Just asking everybody to know your limits and to set your limits and know what you're doing ahead of time so you can make this fun, because we want it to be fun, like it was fun for Barbara on Tuesday night and fun for Ryan Mountcastle and fun for anybody that's digging the Orioles and watching Shohei Ohtani play this week. Did I cover all the bases, Josh, Seth Elkin, or have I missed anything here?
And we've got one more piece of fun that's coming. On May 24th is coming up. It's a very special day for us because that is 50 years to the day since the Maryland Lottery had its very first drawing. It was May 24th, 1973. So we are commemorating that occasion with a one-day promotion on that day. If you buy any Maryland Lottery draw game ticket or fast play ticket on May 24th, you may also win a cash voucher worth either $50 or $500 just for playing. So it's our thanks for playing promotion. We are going to give away more than 15,000 cash vouchers all across the state with a total value of more than $1 million
You're giving away 15,000. Give me that again. 500? Was that right?
It's a total of more than 15,000 individual cash vouchers.
But it has to play that day.
That'll be awarded. No, the vouchers will be awarded when you buy a ticket.
Okay.
On random purchases of tickets. So it won't be every purchase, but there's no way to know when or where or exactly how often. But you will have a chance to get a cash voucher along with any tickets, draw game tickets or fast play tickets that you purchase on May 24th. So if your ticket that you bought comes with a voucher, there will be a congratulations message across the top of your ticket saying, congratulations, you've won a voucher. And that cash voucher will print immediately after your ticket prints. And it'll be worth either $50 or $500 if you
And there's 15,000 of those.
Yep.
Wow. That's a lot of winners in one day.
More than $1 million worth of cash vouchers.
Well, I'm glad we got that in. My gosh, I didn't even know. That's Wednesday.
That is May 24th, Wednesday, May 24th. It's our Thanks for Playing promotion again as a way of commemorating the fact that it was that day 50 years ago that we had the very first drawing in our history. You know, if you think about 50 years worth of drawings, how many thousands upon thousands of drawings have we had? Daily drawings, second chance drawings. It all started with one 50 years ago on May 24th. So,
all right. Well, I have my picture with all, I will share the picture of me in your hallway with all the old promotional signs to promote the 24th. Because I want to find some winners that day. I mean, you guys are making it rain, throwing money all over the place. So for the 50th anniversary, it's the 24th. Man, I don't know. We got Home Run Riches is cashed out now. We got the big winner, but it's going to go on all summer long. We got the Preakness in town. The Wine in the Woods. I haven't been to that event. Tell me, good. You do that event before?
I've been there once. It's a fun event, and it's a nice setting, of course. And you get a little bit of shade, with the woods. So, and it's a fun crowd, and it's a good time for us to
be right in Merriweather, right? The Symphony Woods, yeah. What used to be called Symphony
Correct.
Woods.
Right there, kind of across from where the mall is in Columbia. And
that's all day Saturday and Sunday. And yep. I'm spending Saturday night down at Ramshead, Annapolis with my man, Kurt Newman from Bodine's. We had him on the program this week as well. So just an amazing week here of baseball, horse racing, rock and roll, wine in the woods, 50th anniversary of the Maryland Lottery. Appreciate you, Seth Elkin, for coming on, pinch hitting for John Martin and taking his medicine after the Orioles took care of the Pirates over the weekend. And hey, we'll see you guys every year now, right? This whole interleague play and balance schedule and like all that stuff, right?
Yeah, we're getting used to it now. So I suppose we'll have to do this a little more often then.
Well, the Ravens and the Steelers get together twice a year. So put that down, you know, although we're not really rivals anymore. You guys are worried about the Bengals all of a sudden.
I've said this before. I don't think anybody truly worries about the Bengals. They'll always be the Bungles to me.
Spoken like a true Pittsburgher. He is Seth Elkin with the Maryland Lottery. We love having him on. Get out, play responsibly, have some fun this week. Enjoy springtime. And come on out and see us on Tuesday. I'll be giving these away at the local in Falston from 2 until 5. Come on out and see the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's also presented by our friends at Window Nation. I get to wear the funny floppy hat. I'll be bringing this one. At one point I wanted them to give me like a normal hat. And now the more I wear this, I sort of feel like Inspector Clouseau or sort of like Columbo or something when I put this on. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 5 years, 0% financing with our friends at Window Nation. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour coming to a locale near you. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.